very, very bad, devastating, in fact. The aftermath of what was complete chaos as a result of flash floods last night have completely destroyed homes that people built up over many, many years, have destroyed cars, have wiped cars of roads, have put people at risk, left people stranded from their families, left mothers away from their children, stuck in the city of Derry that couldn't get home to Strabane or further afield, have completely blocked off homes, have prevented people getting to and from work. It was complete chaos, and it brought our emergency services to the complete limit. I've never seen anything like it in a long, long time, and there's big questions that need to be asked today.
We understand that Derry Airport has also shut its doors today. What can you tell us about that?
Derry Airport also suffered considerable floods as a result of the extreme weather last night. The airport on the inside, from anyone that is watching on social media or beyond, will notice that the airport has taken in quite a lot of water. As a result of that, all flights today have been cancelled to and from the airport, which is a huge disruption to people that are travelling for business and for work and for other purposes at this very key time of the year, this key time of the season. So it is very, very concerning, the effects and the disruption that this weather has had on our lives over the last 24 hours. But we have to say and pay tribute to the many, many people out there, particularly local residents and people right across Derry, Strabane, Omagh, right across Northern Ireland, and even right across parts of Southern Ireland that have been affected as a result last night. They really pulled together to support each other, support their neighbours, and ensure that they were there to support the statutory agencies who were also stretched to the limit in terms of Rivers Agency and Road Service and emergency services. I had to call the Mourne Search and Rescue last night to ask them to go on to country roads and assist with removing debris from drains to ensure that the water flow could escape. That's how tight things had become. But what is clear today is that there was no plan, there was no preparation for flooding, even though there was a warning put out, even though that the SCLP sought those assurances and were guaranteed that if there was a flood, we would be prepared. Last night, very clearly painted an entirely different picture.